Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
An animal rescue group in Northern Virginia is shut down for mistreatment and cruelty. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Prince George's County Police helping young students learn how to run a business. I'm Matt Koufax.
More Yellow Line service on Metro. This is Kyle Cooper.
Good morning. It is 2 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Another escalation between the United States and China, this time involving a Chinese warship that the U.S. says came within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. Neil Nunes with our partners at the BBC has more.
The Chinese defense minister has blamed what he called a resurgence of Cold War mentality for increased tension in the Asia-Pacific region. Speaking at a security summit in Singapore, General Li Shongfu accused unnamed countries of interfering in other countries' internal affairs.
Desperate relatives are still searching for loved ones missing after India's worst train disaster in decades. The death toll is expected to climb above the 288 as authorities are looking for clues to the cause. Their initial reports, possible signal failure. The BBC's Arshana Shukla.
Passenger families have been scouting for their loved ones, for their relatives, many of them not even knowing which hospital they have been sent to. 288 casualties have been reported. That's the official figure. There are chances that this number would be revised upwards. 1,175 people have been injured so far, according to the official number.
Back here, Pride Month is underway, but there are politicians pushing back on the recognition of the LGBTQ+ community. CBS's Elise Preston.
In Florida, Disney halted plans to invest about $1 billion into the state following Republican Governor Ron DeSantis's Don't Say Gay legislation.
Disney's posturing has alienated a lot of people now.
But the controversy isn't stopping celebrations as thousands flocked to Orlando this weekend for the annual Gay Days event.
Republicans made a stop in the all-important 2024 state of Iowa as the presidential election heats up, even though there's more than 500 days to go. Correspondent Christina Ruffini.
On the trail in the early voting state of Iowa, former Vice President Mike Pence rode a hog.
It is great to be back at the roast and ride. I rode and I roasted on the ride.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will officially launch his presidential run in Iowa next week, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to announce Tuesday in New Hampshire.
President Biden signed legislation that raises the nation's debt limit.
The deal, harshly criticized by some in both the right and left, has been a hot topic for GOP hopefuls out on the campaign trail, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The nation was careening towards bankruptcy prior to that debt deal. And the nation is still careening towards bankruptcy after that debt deal.
Correspondent Christian Benavides. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 2:03 a.m. Sunday, June 4th, 2023. It's 59 degrees. Sunshine later today. Highs near 80. Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A mother and daughter are under arrest after the grandmother was found dead in their home in Landover.
Prince George's County Police say 44-year-old Candace Craig killed her mother May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Talia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. Authorities were called to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue this Friday afternoon for a welfare check and found the body of 71-year-old Margaret Craig decomposing in the basement. Candace Craig stands charged with first and second degree murder. Celia Hardy charged with accessory after the fact. Both in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now we learn that as of this week, she has resigned her post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI Superintendent Cedric Wims, who is also the first African American at that position. It's 2:05. The luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Loudoun County is out of luck and out of business.
That animal rescue in Round Hill was dissolved in April after an initial hearing into the mistreatment of scores of dogs, cats, rabbits, and other domestic animals who were found in what Loudoun County Animal Services described as deplorable conditions. A months-long investigation has now resulted in more than a dozen criminal charges against 50-year-old Nicole Metz, 51-year-old Kimberly Hall, and 22-year-old Alex Hall. Investigators say they knowingly kept the animals in filthy conditions and allowed their health to suffer while continuing to acquire more animals. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
The D.C. Attorney General says there's a settlement with one opioid addiction treatment maker over a 2016 lawsuit. The multi-state suit accused Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals, now known as Indivior, of conspiring to use shady tactics to keep the price of the drug Suboxone artificially high. The company was accused of working with Monosol RX to switch Suboxone from a tablet to a film in order to delay the drug from entering the generic market, thus keeping the price of the drug high. Suboxone is prescribed to people who are trying to break free of opioid addiction. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab announced Friday that the district would be getting $2.3 million as a result of the settlement. The TV show Shark Tank has been a springboard for many entrepreneurs. Students in Prince George's County got a chance to pitch their businesses business ideas to a Shark Tank panel of judges Friday at a police-sponsored youth event.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nayshawn Taylor says she's a business owner herself, which is what inspired her to become the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I decided that it would be a great idea to have young people learn how to create and develop their own businesses.
She says giving youth a business roadmap for life means the future can be in good hands. Just ask fourth grader Paxton Bowden.
So I was telling my judges about my business called Meat Free on the Go.
Paxton gave his presentation to the Sharks, who were other county business owners.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded and I get to have my business like shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Montgomery County health officials are urging caution after a confirmed case of measles in the county. The infected person was at the Cabin John Ice Rink in Bethesda on the evening of May 24th and in an office building on Frederick Road in Gaithersburg during the day on May 30th. If you were born before 1957, and have had two measles vaccinations, officials say you should be immune. People who are at those two locations at those times should keep an eye out for symptoms, which include a rash, high fever, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. Pregnant women, infants less than 1 year old, and those who are immune to who are immune compromised are the most susceptible to complications from measles. If you think you or your child has been exposed and could be at risk, contact your health provider or Montgomery County Health. The last confirmed measles cases in Maryland were in 2019. Coming up after traffic and weather, ghost kitchens were all the rage during the pandemic as restaurants struggled to survive. Now, not so much. The details in business in the minutes ahead. It is 2:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. Looking for a new one here on the inner loop of the Beltway as you make your way from Maryland into Virginia. On the Virginia side of things, there is an accident scene reported. Found it here in camera. It looks like it's just after Route 1. A crash involving a tractor trailer and multiple vehicles. Looks like no emergency crews with them just yet. Inner loop of the Beltway after Route 1. Want you to stay in that left lane because the far right-hand side, as well as the far left shoulder, is dealing with all of these vehicles. I'm counting at least three or four emergency vehicles there, as well as the vehicles involved in the crash. So, again, center left lane is what's going to get you by the accident scene after Route 1. Looks like part of that following ramp is also dealing with issues. Thank you to the listener for letting us know that Nanny Hill and Burroughs Avenue is dealing with an accident scene right by Minnesota Avenue. Looks like they're partly blocking the left side there. No emergency crews with them just yet, so follow any direction there and be careful with them, of course. If you're in headed along the inner loop of the Beltway, still got that accident scene after 202, though it looks like they've finally moved everything over to the shoulder. Shouldn't be causing you much more trouble, at least not as of this very moment. If you're headed out on 395, headed outbound towards Virginia, the single lane is what's getting you by that work zone. Thinking about an electric car? Well, plug into fitsmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Hyundai Ioniq, VW ID4, or the Chevy Volt at fitsmall.com. That's the Fitz way. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Got cloudy skies to start your Sunday this morning, but don't let that fool you. We're going to have the sunshine return pretty fast. Outside right now, we have 50s to start your day, but once the sunshine comes out later on, we've got temperatures in the 70s. A weak cold front pushed through overnight, so we have a nice dry air in place as well. So temperatures in the 70s, sunshine, low humidity, perfect ingredients for a nice Sunday afternoon. The warm and dry weather stays with us all week long, with highs on either side of 80 degrees and sunshine through next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 62 at Reagan National, 62 at BWI, and it's 62 degrees at Dulles, and also cloudy and 60 degrees outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Tracy Jonke.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Two delivery-only restaurant concepts have taken off since the pandemic's arrival. Ghost kitchens.
Somebody opens up an independent facility and will serve Applebee's, IHOP, Fuzzy's Tacos, our newest brand, from that facility.
And virtual brands.
The brand that only exists on the third-party delivery apps, but it's fulfilled in our restaurants.
John Payton, the CEO of Applebee's and IHOP owner Dine Brands. The company has tried both and remains enthusiastic about virtual brands.
IHOP, every restaurant's got two kitchens side by side.
And during the slower times at a breakfast restaurant, afternoons and evenings, Payton says the extra kitchen can cook for virtual brands such as Thrilled Cheese and Super Mega Dia, which delivers quesadillas.
We've now got those virtual brands in more than 1,000 restaurants.
But that company and others have scaled back their ghost kitchen ambitions. Wendy's is closing its existing U.S. ghost kitchens permanently. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tracy Jonke on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, thousands of young people have been donning caps and gowns for graduation from high school and college. Well, what's a good gift for those recent grads? Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for the Washington Post, joins us next with her favorite suggestion. It is 212.
Blind? Low vision? Eyesight changing? You are not alone. Connecting with blind and low vision people can provide support and expand your understanding of what is possible. We are making our own choices every day, but we are also stronger together. To learn more, visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
It's 2:13.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how SmileTrain is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
Coming up,
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Providing health care to people who need it most. That's the simple but powerful purpose behind Doctors Without Borders. We treat wounded people in war zones, care for malnourished children, and provide safe reproductive health care. We're on the ground in emergencies, from Ukraine to Afghanistan. We put patients first. And we go where we're needed most. Because at Doctors Without Borders, we believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. Doctors Without Borders has provided free, life-saving medical care for over 50 years. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 2:15. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. As we head towards summer, we've been seeing thousands more young people don caps and gowns for graduation from both high school and college. What would be a good graduation gift for them? Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Washington Post, tells WTOP Sean and Hillary, the best gift you can give them is some sound financial knowledge.
People will say, well, they say that you should buy a house to build wealth, or they say that paying rent is a waste of money, or they say, don't worry about paying off your debt because it's good debt. You know, all the things that people attribute to the collective they, which advice oftentimes is wrong or biased. Certainly, I'm a believer in home ownership, but at the right time. And lots of young adults may feel this pressure to do a lot of things right away that they can't afford.
You mentioned good debt, and we often hear there's good debt and there's bad debt, but you don't believe that. Why is that?
Oh, gosh, there's no such thing. I always ask people, like, when you go to pay your mortgage payment, are you like, yay? No. So, no, there's just debt. And if you think it that way, you ought to hate debt like it's the devil himself. Like, if debt was a person, I'd slap him. So if you think about it that way, you'll accumulate less debt. And the billionaire, worldwide famous investor Warren Buffett, when he was asked, what advice would you give to young people? It wasn't what stock to pick. It wasn't anything about the stock market. His number one tip was to avoid debt.
What's your best advice for paying off student loans, Michelle?
If you have a lot of student loans, certainly get into, if you're not making a lot of money, get into a payment plan that's based on your income, an income-based repayment plan, and then cut everything else. For new graduates, if you can, not all can, but if you can, I know you're not going to like what I'm about to say, but go home and stay home until you get the debt paid off, and then move out and be on your own. And you might still have to have three or four roommates like you did in college. You have to live like you were in college while you're trying to get rid of this debt.
What thought would you like to leave us with?
I think the most important is don't keep saying, I don't know. Lots of adults do this too, but definitely for young people, you need to know about your finances. And if you don't know, go find good information, like in the Washington Post in my column, because saying I don't know can end up costing you a lot of money.
That's Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for the Washington Post. And now a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. A week after the debt ceiling agreement was reached, President Biden signs it into law, which is 2 days before a potential federal default. Maryland's governor joins eight of his colleagues across the country calling for textbook makers to hold the line against censorship. With over 280 people dead, over 1,000 more injured after the collision and derailment of three trains in northeast India. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 2:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks, Rich. We're watching the inner loop of the Beltway. This is the second or third incident we've had near this area. Inner loop of the Beltway after the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The crash itself is actually in the through lanes. So if you're on the inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland and you're trying to decide through lanes, local lanes, go with the local lanes, because as of right now, no traffic is moving on the through lanes. Inner loop of the Beltway, the through lanes are currently closed after the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The accident scene happened just before Eisenhower Avenue. So if you're able to bail out near Route 1, I would highly suggest that. Again, inner loop of the Beltway, the through lanes are blocked. No traffic gets by right now. I am, however, watching the camera to see exactly when that does open up. Stay tuned. I will let you know if it is the fact that you are, of course, stuck in that. Again, inner loop of the Beltway, the through lanes are currently blocked. If you're headed on the outbound side of 395, headed towards Virginia, the work zone, still just a single lane getting by after the Case Bridge, headed towards the 14th Street Bridge. Minimal delays. Just watch out for the cones and the folks out there working on your roads. Inner loop of the Beltway, the crashes, multiple crashes that we had there near Arena Drive, all cleared. Shouldn't see much more there. Outer loop of the Beltway near Suitland Parkway, sounds like they're looking for a crash, so watch out. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Well, some of us picked up a little bit of rain along the I-81 corridor yesterday. Most of us stayed dry, which was good news if you had outdoor plans, but bad news as far as drought conditions go. We do need some rain as we're about 6 inches below where we should be this time of year. Now, to start your day, we're looking at cloudy skies right now, but temperatures holding steady in the 50s across most areas. Don't let the clouds fool you. We have nothing but sunshine in the forecast later on today with highs in the 70s, a nice northeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour, and low humidity will just be a perfect day to get outside and enjoy. The forecast for the week ahead, nothing but dry conditions and highs on either side of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 62 in College Park, 62 in Fairfax, and it's cloudy and 60 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Nulick Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP,
more Yellow Line service on Metro. This is Kyle Cooper.
It's 2:21.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
Breaking local news 24/7.
WTOP News. You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 2:22. You've probably received a Venmo from a friend recently for drinks or dinner. Now, a new warning urges you not to keep your money in that same account.
Instead, immediately transfer any money in your account to your checking or savings. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says funds sitting in apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App may not be safe from a financial collapse because they're not insured. The warning comes in the wake of the Silicon Valley and two other bank collapses. The money is much safer in a bank account because the FDIC insures up to $250,000 there. An industry group representing PayPal and Cash App argues that their platforms are completely safe. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Starting today, Metro is expanding service on the Yellow Line after extensive construction.
Trains will arrive every 8 minutes, open to close. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, an average of 4 minutes, where Yellow and Green Line trains serve the downtown core between Lafont Plaza and Mount Vernon Square. This comes after an 8-month project to rehab the Yellow Line bridge and tunnel. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line about 20% since completion of the project. Metro says this is part of an overall rebound of people taking the train. Metro will soon have 70% more trains in service during peak periods compared to last year. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
There's some political backlash in Virginia following the announcement from Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin that he would deploy 100 National Guard troops to Texas for a month at a cost of $3 million.
It's really disappointing.
Virginia Democratic State Senator Scott Serville says he's working with leaders in his party to explore whether it's legal for Governor Youngkin to use the National Guard for this purpose.
We'll definitely be looking into his legal authority to make this decision.
Youngkin has said specifically that he wants to help Texas deal with an increase of fentanyl coming across the border, saying that impacts every state in the country, though many Democrats claim Youngkin is thinking more about his political future and a possible run for president.
That's the only reason this is happening, and our taxpayer resources shouldn't be part of Youngkin for president. I can think of much better ways to spend $3 million a month.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
At 225, here's Frank Hanran.
It was a good night for D.C. United visiting Inter Miami. Got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg, as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in 4 sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, President Biden signs the bill to raise the nation's debt limit. The details and more in the minutes ahead. It is 2:26.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Blind, low vision, eyesight changing, you are not alone.